On this week's AP Religion Roundup, recovery begins with prayers and difficult questions for those affected by deadly wildfires in Hawaii.
A good, loving God allowing such things to happen.
Clarence Silva, the Bishop of Honolulu, speaks to parishioners about asking hard spiritual questions when coping with the wildfires that have killed more than 100 on the island of Maui.
If we're angry with God, we should tell him so.
Silva says he knows many who lost loved ones.
One of my best friends here told me that he lost his uncle and aunt and their child and in the fire, and they just died burned in their car.
Parishioners mourned the dead and prayed for the missing in Hawaii churches as communities began looking ahead to a long recovery.
I try and hold it in. They keep telling me cry, but I'm holding in, and I'm sure I'm going to get to the day where it's just going to come out.
Shelley He, who lost her home in the fire, says she is looking for a way forward through her faith and family.
Sometimes I read texts from my family because I can't talk to all of them, and they're constantly showing their love for me, and they're worried about me, but I am fine. I have my life. And I know God's with me.
Pope Francis also offered prayers for those affected by the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century. President Joe Biden also spoke of offering both prayers and practical support.
You always hear this phrase, and I've done this so many disasters in my career, it's almost hollow. Our prayers, our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Hawaii.
As the death toll continued to climb, authorities warned that the effort to find and identify the dead was still in its early stages.
The children have already been through so much.
Tonato Lalesio is the principal of a local school.
I'm hoping to at least try to get some normalcy or get them in a room where they can continue to learn or just be in another environment.
Displaced residents are steadily filling hotels that are prepared to house them and provide services until at least the spring. I'm Walter Ratliff.